Good afternoon, everyone. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. It is March 1st. Where did the months go? I mean, we're into March. I saw rabbits outside just the other day, and I saw birds, and I even seen the crocuses coming up. Crocuses are usually the first sign of spring. All right, you know what? I got no problem whatsoever. Bring it on. All right, so it is Friday afternoon. Options are going to expire in about 45 minutes. We're going to go over the positions that we have. We're going to talk to some of the clients and see if what their positions are also. But let's get on with the podcast for those of you guys wanting to know how the positions fared for the week. Starting off, we're going to look at BBY. Now, BBY, here we go. Holy cow, that thing jumped up nice yesterday. All right, let's look at the last 30 days, which would be the 1st of February. Where is the 1st of February? It's here somewhere. There it is, 1st of February. Okay, so the 1st of February was the low of the 30-day period, and that was 72.40. Now, this thing basically just went sideways for about 3 weeks. Then, right around the 20th, it challenged that new bottom at 72.44. Now from there we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days to 8 days to the upside, topped off at 86.11. That was a nice move yesterday, but today she gaps down a little bit. No, she didn't gap down, but she opens up down a little bit and dropped all the way down to where we are now, 78.33. Now I'm into this one at 77, I believe. Yep, 77.11. I sold off the 77s. Made a nice little profit off that, over 2%. I'm perfectly happy with BBY. Next on the list would be HPQ, which is Hewlett-Packard. The last 30 days for Hewlett-Packard. Where are we? February. On a fine. February 1st. There it is, right there. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 28.66. Now, our bottom was 27.86 until it dropped yesterday. Some strange reason, overnight, Hewlett-Packard just dropped down. I mean, it dropped down big yesterday. Let's go through the numbers real quick. Okay, so originally, the 7th was the low of the 30-day period. But from there, she shoots up to hit 29.49. That was Monday. From there, she went sideways, and then Thursday, she gaps down to 27.86. Okay, that wasn't even the bottom, because she went a little bit lower, all the way down to 27.77. So, funny thing is, the low of the 30-day period was yesterday, 27.76. The high of the 30-day period is today, and that was 29.63. Now, I'm into Hewlett-Packard for, let's open this up, at 29.41, and I sold off the 29s. Now it's at 29.52. It looks like both BBY and HPQ are going to be gone bye-bye this week, and I'm perfectly okay with that. I made my money, I'm happy. Little unhappy with Macy's, which we're gonna look at next. Macy's, last 30 days. Here we go, last 30 days, right there. Okay, so 30 days ago today, we opened up at 18.51. Has a nice steady stream, to the upside, having the top of the 30-day period 3 days ago. Now that was 4 days ago. That was Tuesday, and that was 20.76. Okay, fine. The 30-day bottom was 2 days later, because she for some strange reason, we have some interesting news on Monday about them closing a bunch of stores, and the stock just went up to create a new high. Okay, very next day, after the news was already out, the stock dropped, and then it dropped again, and then it, well, it didn't really drop again today. Today she opened up a little bit higher and just kept on going. So we got the 30-day high Tuesday at 20.76, the 30-day low Thursday at 17.11. Now today, she opened up at 17.48, and she's sitting at 18 at this moment in time. I'm into Macy's at 19.43, so I'm just going to let it expire worthless. take it into next week, and more than likely I will double down on Macy's because it's cheap enough and the dividend is still coming up, and I believe that Macy's will recover. And if I can get it at 18, that would drop my average price probably down to 18.50. I have a higher chance of getting called out next week. Let's take a look at seasonality for a second for Macy's to see if that's going to be possible. Okay, so we're going to dip a little bit more, go sideways. Okay, with a little bit of bump towards the end of 2 weeks. Okay, that works for me. Okay, but it is Macy's, so I got no problem with that. Next on the list is 3M. Okay. 3M, we had a big gap down in the beginning of January. We want to go to the beginning of February. Where is that? February 1. There it is. February 1, a month ago today, we're at the 30-day high, 96.02. From there, she drops to a 30-day bottom on the 20th of February. From there, she goes up a little bit, down a little bit. Today, she she dropped down today to 90.89 and was sitting at 91.77 at this moment. Now, I dollar cost average down twice on 3M. Okay, originally got in at 96.71, dollar cost average down to 94.08, and then again at 93.79, and I'm actually at my limit. I mean, I could dollar cost average down more, but that would go against my rules, and I don't want to go against my rules, okay? Because I don't want to have more I don't want to have more money in one position than the others. I want to keep it kind of steady. Okay, so Macy's, 3M, I'm just going to let it run out the clock and then do it again next week. WBA, last one on the list for this account. Last 30 days, there it is right there. So 30 days ago today, we opened up at 22.71. Our 30-day high was just a couple of days later at 23.77. From there, she drops down, and we just so happen to have a new 30-day bottom, and that is today. Okay, great. Don't get me wrong. I like Walgreens, and if I have some extra money, I might double down with some more Walgreens. The low today, 20.91. And was sitting at 21.55. Now, I'm in the Walgreens at 22.46. So it's not that far off. So we're just, 46 cents off? And I didn't dollar cost average on this one. Okay, so I could dollar cost average down on this one come Monday. But I'll decide on Monday to find out what is the best plan. Always go over the numbers because the numbers are what they are. Now, let's take a look at the other account. Now, basically, Hewlett-Packard, Macy's, 3M, no big deal. Ford, I'm still waiting for that Ford to fill. My goodness. All right, so nothing going on with those accounts. So let's go back, finish up for the day. Now, let's take a quick look at what we have coming up for next week before we actually sign off. All right, Warren Buffett's list. For next week, we are in the first week of March. So we want to look at the third week of March, which just so happens to be week 11 for the year. And there it is, Hewlett-Packard, BYD, Coca-Cola, Para, P-A-R-A, and Mendeley's. No, wait a minute, no, not Mendeley's, sorry. HBQ, BYD, KO, which is Coca-Cola, and Para, which is Paramount. Now that's Warren Buffett's list. Let's see if we have any dividend kings for that week. Coca-Cola. My 100-year-old stock companies, BBY, STX, and MO. That's Altria. Cool, I like Altria. Is that right? Is that the wrong one? Nope, that's the wrong one. Wrong week. JWN, AIG. Ooh, look at this. We got a lot on 14th. All right, let's go. ALB, which is Able Mall. Coca-Cola, Macy's, PHM. What's PHM? Pulte Group. Yeah, we looked at that one. T. Rowe Price, Waste Management, and Walmart. So we have a nice roundup coming up for Monday. But looks like I'm only going to grab either one or two positions for next week. Other than that, look at this, 10:01. This is James from the 10-Minute Trader, brought to you by the James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader. We're going to catch you guys first thing Monday morning to see what we have going out. Until then, you guys have a great weekend, and I will talk to you again Monday.